Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, and we are brought to you by Noble Gold. As the economy continues to crumble and we have these dire projections for next year, oh, despite what candidate Biden says, but everybody else in positions of economic authority sees it. Listen, if you don't get out of the bank, if you don't get your retirement away from your bank, you're going to lose everything. It's going to be a 1929 moment for you. I want to send you a free information packet that'll detail what Noble Gold can do. I've been a customer for over 5 years. I've been advertising for them for 6 years. So I speak from experience. They are the best at what they do. Do not entrust your money to the bank because the Dodd-Frank law of 2010, unconstitutional as it is, gave the government and the banks permission to seize your money because. Because what? Because they can. So you don't let this happen to you. You absolutely need to get out of the banks as much as possible. Just leave operating capital in. I can send you this information packet if you just go to davehodgesgold.com, fill out the information sheet. We'll send it over to you digitally. Or if you feel the urgency of the moment, you can call them at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Oh, by the way, the FTC wants me to tell you that any kind of investment carries an inherent risk, of course. And also, they want me to tell you that past performance, as great as it is, or as bad as it is for somebody, is not an indicator of future performance. We agree with that too. It's too bad they didn't make that requirement of Sam Bankman-Fried, isn't it? A lot of people would be a lot healthier and happier today. But anyway, we've done our due diligence. Noble Gold is the best there is. All right. We have a real issue with the weaponization, and it's just starting with the 87,000 IRS agents, Katie bar the door. It's going to be hell on wheels for you average people. They say, oh, we're only going after people who are $400,000 income. That's a lie. That's a lie. They don't need 87,000 new agents for that that are armed. What the hell do you have to arm an IRS agent for? Oh, you put a dot in the wrong place. Stand against the wall. Put your hands over your head. We're executing you summarily. I mean, is that what's going to happen here? This is ridiculous. It's supposed to be America, but it's not. It's communist Russia. This is Bolshevik communism with Gestapo overtones for enforcement. Oh, you don't think that's true? Okay, well, let's look at some contrasting behavior, shall we? Madonna, when Trump was inaugurated in 2017, she said, you know, burn down the Capitol and made threats of violence against Trump. Nothing happened to her. Kathy Griffin, threats of extreme violence against Trump. Oh, eventually, because of public pressure, CNN fired her, but the Secret Service didn't do anything, or to Madonna either. Because the Secret Service is owned by the liberal elite that done a coup d'etat against our government, our rights, our constitution, our economy. Our national security. They are the enemy. Have you figured this out? The FBI has been weaponized against you, unless you're just a willing shut your mouth participant with a communist takeover. Let me give you another example. John Snyder. He said Biden's guilty of treason. Well, from what I've seen in Congress with congressional testimony, he's absolutely right. And he went on to say, that Biden should be, if he's quoted correctly here, Biden should be publicly executed. Okay, listen, given, first of all, let's just say this. Schneider's correct. We'll talk about who he is in a minute, but he's correct. If you commit treason, you can be executed. In fact, you just have to be the spouse of someone who committed treason, and you could be executed too. I'm talking about the Rosenbergs, Mrs. Rosenberg. There was no evidence against her whatsoever, but they summarily sentenced both of them to death and killed both of them. The husband deserved it, the wife, maybe not. But here's the fact: when you commit treason, capital punishment's part of the process. Did you hear me, Secret Service, FBI? It's part of the process. Now, for my values, let me be very clear about this. If Trump were to be tried and convicted of treason, which won't happen in this criminal justice system that's weaponized against average Americans. If that were to happen, capital punishment is a viable punishment prescribed under the law. Now, for my money, just put that doddering old man in his basement and keep him there and deny him his ice cream cones. That, to me, would be enough punishment for the fool that can't even get out of a room on his own. So, no, I wouldn't call for capital punishment for him. With Hunter, I think we need to see where the evidence goes. I think there's enough there. There's some treason there. Does it rise to the level of capital punishment? I don't know. We'd have to have a fair trial. Oh, gee, is the Secret Service going to knock my door down now? They say they're going after Schneider. By the way, who is Schneider? Oh, he was a star of a TV show from the 70s called The Dukes of Hazzard. I was a young guy watching that show. I loved that show. It was funny. Nothing went took it serious, a car with a Confederate flag, you know, the moonshine spirit, which, by the way, led to NASCAR in the old days. Okay. Anyway, John Schneider was funny. He was a great actor. Oh, and his co-star, she was cute. Anyway, tell my wife I said that, but that's okay. That's from almost 50 years ago, right? Right. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, John Schneider didn't break any laws. He talked about a prescribed punishment, but that's not going to stop them from harassing him. No. And we see the same thing, too, in the EU. You know, when's Musk going to go on TV and tell the EU to go F themselves like he has others? Because they're going after Twitter because he's not censoring misinformation. According to who, EU? According to who? In their Digital Services Act. This is what's coming here, folks. And I am the victim of that. Digital Services Act. You know what? Let me give Elon some good advice here. Just shut Europe off. Let the people there get pissed because they don't have Twitter, because he won't play their stupid censorship games. Oh, he reinstated Donald Trump. Oh, Alex Jones. Oh, as if people can't read what they say and make their own decision. Oh, no, we have to be protected. Protected from what? The truth. The truth. The same way that we have to persecute John Schneider. But I'm going to go even a step further in this to show you the hypocrisy and illegitimacy of our justice system today. Marjorie Taylor Greene has been SWAT teamed 8 times. Now, you would think a jurisdiction that's gone out there, let's say once or twice, would realize this is bullshit. We're not going to take this seriously. We're going to go pay the Congresswoman a visit. We're going to advise her what's happened. We're not going to come in with the battering rams, beat the door down, come in with guns drawn and pointed at residents in the home where something could go terribly wrong. And here's what the FBI said. Oh, they can go after John Schneider for repeating a prescribed punishment for treason. They can do that. But we can't do anything about these threats. With the detailed surveillance and crime tracking abilities the FBI has and the Secret Service has, they know exactly who's doing this. And they are liberal Democrats who are really Bolshevik communists trying to have something horrible happen to Marjorie Taylor Greene and her family. And they refuse to do anything. If she were a Democrat, people would be in prison right now. This is what we have. And I'm going to say something here that needs to be said. I don't know that we can fix this with an election because I haven't seen any meaningful election reforms that have been fully exposed in the media that I exposed in, what was it, May 12th, 2021? Oh, within me publishing that within an hour, 13 of my colleagues were contacted. Paul Preston, for example, was told, you keep talking to Dave Hodges, he's going to get you killed. Oh, but that's okay, isn't it? Those kind of threats can get issued here because I was opposing the way Arizona ran its elections. Oh, and of course, and there's nothing wrong with having 60% of the voting machines go down in predominantly Republican districts in Maricopa County in Arizona, is there? There's nothing wrong with that. No. And if you say it, you should be censored. even when it's admitted to in court. I don't think we can fix the elections. In Arizona, we have three sets of politicians. The extremely corrupt that are controlled by cartel money laundering that's been detailed from RICO investigation by John Thaler, 30-year seasoned investigator along those lines. Those that would like to be part of this, getting the benefit of bribes, and they're waiting their chance in line so they protect those who are getting rewarded, as mentioned in the Thaler report to the governor is what it's called, this book that's available. By the way, Sarah Westall and I are doing a show on this tomorrow. Yes, she's interviewed John a few times. I've interviewed John twice. Liz Harris, who this all centered around, the former legislator kicked out of the legislature for saying, gee, there's corrupt elections here. I've interviewed her a number of times and helped her get on several of my colleagues' shows. The point is this. We can't fix this through election reform, and it has to happen pretty damn quickly. Like showing an ID is racist, excuse me. Gee, what happens when they go to buy a beer? That's racist too. What happens when they have to cash a check at the bank? Oh, that's racist too? Okay. But if we can't fix basic things that are wrong with our elections that lead to improprieties, you know, as evidenced by 2,000 mules and others and me, then it's time for civil disobedience. I'm not even calling for what the colonists did during the Stamp Act, where they rampaged through their cities. They lit fires, they tarred and feathered public officials and the tax collectors. I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying, as Elon Musk says, they can go F themselves and we're just going to not do what they tell us, which is really a smart thing to do before they can gather you and congregate you in smart cities. Because you know what history shows when you congregate people together in a small space, what happens? It doesn't have to be a conspiracy theorist to point that out to you. I just say, open a damn history book, read history. That's what these people are about. These people are insane communists. Oh, I'll give you another example. If you've followed me for any length of time, you know I've interviewed over a 2-year period. I've interviewed twice Sharona Bishop. Her crime? Going to school board meetings saying I want my kids taught racist materials to teach black kids and white kids not to respect and like each other, instead of teaching them how to get along starting from ground zero going forward. Instead of reliving perceived sins of the past, and oh, FBI, they came within an inch of having their lives taken, and their teenage daughter was physically assaulted by a brutal FBI agent. Oh, but that was okay. Oh, and they stole all their computers and electronics, and they didn't have a warrant when they came in the house. Oh, but that's okay, isn't it? Yeah, that's okay. The only people entitled to beyond due process is the president's son. Why? Because he's the president's son. He gets to say F you to a congressional subpoena. But when Peter Navarro told the J6 committee, excuse me, I represent Donald Trump legally. I can't violate attorney-client privilege. They put him in leg irons at the airport, 72-year-old man. Kept him without food or water for over 24 hours. Didn't let him call a lawyer. Okay? Had to make a public spectacle of it. You don't do that with public figures. That's not the way you handle them. You don't even handcuff them. Like a 72-year-old man's going to be a flight risk or a physical threat. Give me a break. But that's the system we have. And it's time that we either say, if we can't change elections to be what they used to be, then we just don't do what these people tell us because they're illegitimate. They are not elected in a legitimate process. Therefore, you are not obligated to follow what they say, particularly when they tell you stuff that's unconstitutional. You have no obligation to follow an illegal order. That's even true in what is the military code of justice? Had enough? I've had enough. I agree with Elon Musk. I don't express it quite the way he does, go F yourself, but seriously, these people can do that because I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking this is our only answer. We just don't comply. Dictatorships need compliance, and they like to make examples out of people to make them comply. And the bottom line is if enough people don't comply, then they lose their grip over society. So let's go back and just review a couple of the key things here. John Schneider, he cited the law. Capital punishment is part of treason. Madonna went with impunity by threatening the life of the president, even threatening to burn down the Capitol. Nothing happened to her. Marjorie Taylor Greene, SWAT teamed, and the FBI says we're powerless to do anything about it. Had enough? I've had enough. That's it for the Common Sense Show.